It's routine every year at Christmas time. You set out your nativity set and check to see if anything's missing. Mary, check. Joseph, check. Shepherds, check. Sheep, camel, check. Multi-ethnic wise men, check. Angel, check. Baby Jesus, check. Little drummer boy, not really part of the biblical story, but sure, check. Now, if your nativity set is anything like mine, you have all those familiar pieces. Well, except for the little drummer boy. The famous nativity scene, though common in Christian households during Christmas, is not actually biblical, at least not in the sense that all those well-known characters were present at the same time, surrounding and adoring the baby Jesus. While all the characters represent true biblical accounts of the birth and early childhood of Christ, the nativity scene, as it is typically displayed, never actually happened. It's a conglomeration of Jesus' birth narratives, as told by Matthew and Luke, brought together in a festive decoration. And yet, the nativity set as we display it every year, being a combination of stories from Matthew and Luke, still typically has a missing piece. Did you notice what is missing from the checklist I gave at the beginning of this article? What is often missing from most nativity scenes is something truly powerful, yet perplexing. The star. The notable Star of Bethlehem, mentioned only in Matthew chapter 2, which guided the wise men to the newborn king. Too many nativity scenes fail to display this remarkable element of the birth narrative. Does yours have one? But what actually was the so-called Star of Bethlehem? There are really three possibilities. Number one, it was something scientific, meaning it was a true, even if isolated or rare, event or object in the universe, which was observable to the human eye. Two, it was something supernatural, meaning this event was something miraculous and spiritual, and therefore unknowable and unrepeatable, something to be appreciated as happening once in the moment which helped to announce the birth of Jesus Christ. Third, it was some superstition, meaning it wasn't something out of astronomy, but rather astrology, that the wise men followed a normal astrological occurrence that they interpreted as symbolic due to their spiritualism or pagan faith. This understanding of the Star of Bethlehem means that there was no unique event in the cosmos, but it also means that it doesn't assert something about the star that contradicts cosmological history, even if the description of the star is unconventional. While being something of astrology is a safe explanation and being a miracle is a wonderful notion, I have to admit, the pursuit of a scientific explanation intrigues me, and there may be some validity to it. But before we begin to discover what the star was, let's first remind ourselves of the story of the star, which is found in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and verses 9 to 11. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Verse 9. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. For such a famous part of the biblical story, there is surprisingly little about the star in the biblical account. Just 5 verses. But this is not to say that there is not great insight to be mined from this passage. The first thing we must consider is if this event was a tried and true miracle. As noted, if this was a supernatural event, then we are content to leave it as just that, a powerful miracle of God, unknowable and unrepeatable, undocumented with any credibility outside the Bible, and is something to be celebrated and revered as a momentary act of God, leading men from outside of Judea to come and worship the newborn king, that they may be the first global missionaries to take the news of Christ outside of Judea. The same would go for myth or superstition as mentioned earlier. Was this something out of pagan astrological belief which God allowed to be used to lead the wise men to the newborn Christ? Surely a plausible explanation, but looking at a closer read of scripture, it's hard to say that this was simply a standard cosmological event in the night sky which was to be expected and interpreted through pre-established beliefs. It seems very random and unique. If the star was a miracle or a myth, then I am joyful to celebrate it at Christmas as just that, by enjoying it with wonder. But what if it wasn't either of those? What if it was something more natural? When it comes to identifying this star as something in the universe, both notable and observable in the ancient Middle East night sky, we must take note of the clues given in the text. Clue number one, it rose in the east. When the wise men say that they saw, quote, his star when it rose, how it is stated in the original text is, we saw his star in the east. This denotes a morning star. An important note if we are to trace and find the origins of this occurrence documented in history. Clue number two, it appears over numerous nights. Verse 9 continues, after listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them. So, the star that they had seen and had led them to Judea appears again after their court with King Herod, meaning this star was seen over multiple nights. Clue number three, it appears to move unlike other celestial bodies. Another clue is that there also happens to be motion associated with the star. As verse 9 states in the biblical narrative, the star, quote, went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. Clue number four, the time frame of the star must be near the birth or very early childhood of Christ. And so, if we are to look to astronomical records of history to determine the identity of the star, it's important to narrow down the time frame of Christ's birth. The accepted time frame of the birth of Christ is dated using three important markers from the Bible and history. Firstly, the death of King Herod is said to have happened in 4 BC. Second, the Roman census, ordered by Caesar Augustus in relation to the time of Quirinius serving as the governor of Syria, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. This is believed to have taken place in roughly 6 BC. Thirdly, dating the life of Christ based on the start of his ministry and his death during Passover. Luke chapter 3 records that Jesus was, quote, about 30 years of age when he started his ministry. And Luke records the start of Jesus' ministry as near or shortly after the start of John the Baptist's ministry, which was in the, quote, 15th year of Caesar Tiberius, Luke chapter 3, verse 1, which is dated to be 29 AD. Using these three markers, the accepted time frame for the birth of Christ is between 6 BC and 2 BC. Now, the reason Jesus' birth doesn't line up perfectly with the BC-AD distinction is based on the miscalculation of the year of his birth by a monk who lived between the 5th and 6th centuries AD, who also came up with the BC-AD separation of the calendar year that we now use the world over. Of course, the secular world now would rather have us use history according to the term Common Era, as in BCE, before Common Era, and CE, Common Era, but we all know the separation of history is still in relation to the life of Jesus Christ. Clue number five, the wise men themselves. Knowing the wise men were from the east and were given the biblical term magi or magos, which means wise men, magician, which is related to the old Persian magush, referring to a member of a priestly caste, this leads us to believe with little doubt that the wise men were Zoroastrians from Persia, a people who were obsessed with studying the stars of the sky, both in terms of the myth of astrology and its deep connections with the scientific study of astronomy. So given these clues, is it possible to posit or even determine in actuality what the star was? Again, if it truly was a miracle, then it should be left and celebrated as that, for there's nothing else to be known. But given that we do have some important clues in our text that could lead us to believe it was something else, let's investigate the two remaining alternatives, astrology or astronomy. While this is the least likely option, it is plausible. This theory is that the Star of Bethlehem was a routine star or planet in the night sky, and that astrology, that is, the myth and superstitions of the wise men, led them to believe during that time that what was in the sky was symbolic of something special happening in Jerusalem. There's no way to validate this, but to take this approach means that God allowed their astrology to be right, in the sense that their interpretation of the sky led them to the true birth of the king. Again, if this is actually what happened, then it makes it nearly impossible to know which, quote, star they were referring to. If this is the answer, this means that God, in his providence, did allow the pagan belief of astrology to lead the wise men to the newborn king using the guidance of a routine occurrence in the night sky. If this is the case, then again, we give praise and thanks to God for adding this detail in scripture. But again, details given in the text about the star seemingly point to something more than that. Admitting this, if not a miracle, then we turn to the science of astronomy to see if the answer lies there. By the astronomical records of the ancients, and by retracing the paths of the stars and the planets using modern science, we can know a lot about the events of the observable universe in the distant past. Because of this, there are things that we can rule out and things that we can seriously consider. For instance, we know Halley's Comet was visible on Earth in 12 BC, but there are a number of reasons to rule this out as the Star of Bethlehem. First, 12 BC is outside the accepted time frame of Christ's birth. Second, the path of Halley's Comet in the night sky does not line up with the details listed in the biblical account. The same can be said for the occurrences such as meteors, aka shooting stars. What about a comet? Well, comets were generally seen as bad omens in the world of antiquity, therefore it is highly unlikely. We can also rule out novas and supernovas, not only because during this time there are no historical records giving confirmation of this, but primarily because the path the wise men followed by the stars leading does not line up with the movement of how the glow of a supernova would have behaved in the night sky. With ruling out comets, meteors, and supernovas, there is another option. Maybe it wasn't actually a single star, but the aligning of stars, or more technically, the conjunction of planets and stars. What does astronomy say about this option? Quite a lot, actually. It's important to note that the wise men did not visit Jesus on the very night of his birth, but rather they visited him sometime after, maybe even months or years. The scriptures say, quote, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother." Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Note, the word used in Greek was child rather than baby. So, as we consider the time frame of Christ's birth and or his very early life, there are three key planetary alignments that would have been a unique sight in the night sky, which all happened within this time frame. First, on June 17th, 2 BC, there was a conjunction of Jupiter, Venus, and Regulus, a star in the constellation Leo. Second, on August 12th, 3 BC, there was a conjunction of Jupiter, Venus, visible in the early dawn sky. Third, on April 17th, 6 BC, there was a conjunction of Jupiter, Saturn, the vernal equinox, the sun, and the moon within the constellation Aries. The further significance of these events is found in the biblical account of the star's retrograde motion in the night sky. These possible celestial events all line up nicely within the biblical narrative. This retrograde motion is not normally the path taken by the planets normally visible in the night sky. The rising in the east and following it until it came to rest over the child is a critical detail for determining if this was an astronomical event. Of the three possible historical astronomical events listed, the favorite of these is the last one. This event is also purported to be commemorated on a Roman coin minted in Antioch. This was an event so rare that it won't happen again until the year 16213 AD, and even then, it won't include alignment with the vernal equinox. So then, where does this leave us? With faith. In truth, we may not know with exact specificity which of these events it was, if any of them, but what we see from the biblical narrative, historical records, and astronomical archives is the undeniable plausibility of the Star of Bethlehem being a true historical and astronomical event. For me, this is as exciting as if it was a miracle of heaven. For the Star of Bethlehem to have been a true event in the cosmos, we must realize this would have required God to orchestrate the stars, planets, and constellations to follow a very specific and timed path since the creation of the universe so that they would line up in accordance with the birth and early life of Jesus Christ. How truly amazing it is to consider the scope of this. Whatever the star was, miracle, myth, or meteor, it was something truly amazing that God ordained to have happened. And so, may that deepen your belief in the goodness, power, and sovereignty of God, especially as we celebrate Christmas. May this short analysis and investigation of the Star of Bethlehem inspire you to to not only include the star in your nativity set, but may it also deepen your faith in him who is the focus of the nativity, Jesus Christ, the newborn king and the Son of God, whose birth was heralded by the angels, worshipped by wise men, and adorned by the celestial.